Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And what would I say? Happy last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Tonight, we can stop eating dry matzah and begin to consume again puffy leavened products. But if that is all the days of unleavened bread mean to us, we have sadly missed the point. If you attended the first day of unleavened bread, you know that unleavened does not necessarily mean untasty or not enjoyable to eat. In fact, as our daughter used to say, we get more tasty food during the days of unleavened bread than we do at the Feast of Tabernacles. That was Lily when she was 2 years old. And that's kind of true. The title to this short sermonette is Jesus is the Way, the Truth, and the Life. And my one main point is, Jesus is sufficient. Jesus is sufficient. Jesus is sufficient for everything, for everything. There are many scriptures that show Jesus to be sufficient in everything. I looked online, there were 53, and so I'm only going to give you half of those. No, I'm not. Really, I'm only going to give you one, but I'm going to refer to three. So the first one that we will turn to is Romans 6:23, a simple but elegant verse. Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages, something you earn, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, while human, we cannot have eternal life, but Jesus has shown us how to really live forever. Most of the world does not know this, and truth to be told, most of the world doesn't care. They just don't care at all. But you and I, if we have been given God's Holy Spirit, we study to show ourselves approved. And not just to study how Jesus lived, but to practice and do what Jesus did. The second of the three scriptures is John 14:6. John 14:6. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, whoever he was talking to, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is a really big deal, an incredibly big deal. When Jesus said this, he was expressing way more than I can give you in a short sermonette. But, you can talk about it with each other, you can think about it, and you can see what he meant when Jesus said the way, and let's read and study and practice the truth. I mean, in our lives, we can practice what we understand of that God's word reveals, and then let's live that life that Jesus lived. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And finally, let's go. I don't want you to think that I'm against the Old Testament. So let's go to one really good Old Testament place. Let's turn to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 is jam-packed with good teaching. And it's about as current or new as any New Testament verses. I hope you'll see that. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Oh, I better turn there too. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our report? Who's doing the reporting? Somebody is doing the reporting. Maybe it was Isaiah, you know. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Eternal been revealed? And brethren, I have to say, the only ones that that report has been revealed to are you if you have God's Holy Spirit. If you have God's Holy Spirit, then you can actually understand what Isaiah is saying here. Isaiah 53, verse 2, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. There you have he and him, and I'm not going to go into that right now. You can ask me later if you want to. And as a root out of the ground. As most of you know, I love metaphor, and that's a good one, a really good metaphor. And then something straightforward and very understandable. He has no form or comeliness. Who's Isaiah talking about here? He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there's no beauty in him that we would desire it. Do you ever think about Jesus Christ? You know, he was a normal-looking Jew of his day. You know, he wasn't ugly, but he wasn't beautiful. He wasn't a Hollywood star. They didn't say, oh, yeah, come to Hollywood, we'll make you a movie star. Of course, there wasn't any Hollywood at that time. But then Isaiah really gets into prophecy, and that's what I want to talk about. Verse 3, he is despised and rejected by men. Who's Isaiah talking about? Despised. Rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and I put in the word here, because we hid as it were our faces from him. Look, that guy's messed over. I don't like him, you know. We hid as it were our faces from him. Unless you've had your mind open, unless you've had your mind open, it doesn't matter what the world does. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs. Now, if you've been coming to church for a while, you know that. You know how Jesus has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet, and here's the truth, yet we esteemed him stricken. You know, many people around him during that last week of his life called for his death. Yeah, crucify that guy. Hang him. Not doing anything for me. Verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus went to the stake for my sins. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him. Now, I know I changed that from our, but you know, it's personal. And by his stripes, we are healed. We must all appreciate that reality. I don't know if any of you have been sick to death, but you know, I know some of us have, and by his stripes we have been healed. It's real. And then, like a metaphoric reprise, I put those words in, I had to think those up. Metaphoric reprise in song, the writer states, and we like sheep. You know, the other night, we took somebody home, and you know what was up on the hillside? Sheep. You know why? Because they clear, you know, the hillsides much better than you can do it with the equipment. But look at what it says. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. You know, if they didn't have shepherds out there, those sheep would have just taken off, eaten everybody's stuff, you know. But they had shepherds taking care of them. All we like sheep have gone his own way. But the Father has laid on him, that's Jesus, the iniquity, the sins of us all. Brethren, we just experienced Passover and days of unleavened bread once again, but Isaiah 53 tells it. Tell us what Jesus, our older brother, went through. And it was totally for our benefit. Our benefit. Continuing with verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. You know those guys who were nailing those nails in there? He could have said, ow! You know, he didn't do anything like that. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before its shears is silent, well, it doesn't hurt much when they're sheared, so he opened not his mouth. You know, Jesus suffered for all mankind silently. Silently. That blows my mind. He was taken from prison. When I read that many times, I always thought, well, what are they talking about? He was taken from prison? I don't know if he was in prison. But I'll tell you what, this world, the world that we live in, is a prison. This is not God's world yet. We're not living there yet. It's run by the wrong guy. And who will declare his generation because he was cut off from the land of the living? He wasn't even 34 years old yet. For the transgressions of my people, and I would change that, I would say for my transgressions, he was stricken for us. Yeah, I did. I put in a lot of my own words. But I have to put in one last thing from Isaiah 53. At his death, they wanted to make his grave with the paupers. But what happened was he was buried in a nice tomb, you know, a rich man's tomb. It wasn't going to be that way, but it was supposed to be that way from God, and that's what happened. And God made his soul, this is Isaiah 53, God made his soul, that means his life and his death. God made Jesus' life and death an offering for sin. And then I'm going to finish up here. My righteous servant shall justify many. Can you see that he's justifying you? I hope. For he shall and did bear their iniquities. And verse 12 emphasizes this incredible truth. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. There's a lot more to Isaiah 53, and it is powerful. But for now, on the last day of unleavened bread, just remember the main point. Jesus is the only way. He is the only truth. And through him, we can have eternal life.